nature of the Supreme Court and Donald Trump's election for, you know, 8 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would love to, but I am working in the court. I have a jury trial all day today.
That's too bad.
So I can't.
Things that make me smile and have a good time. The smell of, you know, burnt gunpowder just makes me happy oftentimes. I think that's true of my next guest as well. Marco Della Rosa is here. He's a Paralympian. Pistol and rifle team member. So, Marco, first of all, you have a smile on your face. We just met. You're a Paralympian. For folks that don't know what that means, it means you're in a wheelchair.
Yes, I am.
Fair enough. And, all right, so... tell me your backstory a little bit so people that are listening can get to know you a little bit so they can say, hey, I saw that dude. I saw him and I heard him on Gruber's show and I want to follow him. Tell us a little bit.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm a former Marine.
All right.
Did the 3.5 years and ended up in a wheelchair for stopping a robbery right off base. Yeah, I got back from Somalia, walked into a robbery, ended up getting shot in the back.
You had a little store or some sort of...
It was a video store.
Video store.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I walked right in. It was happening. I reacted. And I seen one of the guys and he blasted me and... put me in a wheelchair. T4, T5, paralegic, which means I'm underneath the lintel.
Right.
Straight down like a...
U.S. Marine out there standing watch for the rest of us and some, frankly, dirtbag shoots you right off the base.
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough.
Well,
pretty much.
Call it dirt. Hopefully the guy went to prison.
Yeah, he did.
Good. All right, so you end up in this situation, but I'm sitting here, I've known you for about 4 minutes now, and you have a big smile on your face the whole time. And Jessica over here, she's smiling too, I see that. You haven't let it get you down too much.
Negative. Nah, we overcome and adapt. You just pick up and go and see what you can try and do, and that's pretty much the things I got involved with this from the VA. 3.5 years ago, I picked up a pistol there, started shooting. Talent that I got from the Marine Corps, they noticed me, went to California, went to a camp, I did very well, and from there I went to Fort Benning for some nationals, then I did really well, I stunned everybody, so I think they thought it was a fluke, so they invited me to Poland, and the next year I funded myself, went to Poland, and I got a silver.
And the world championships.
They were like freaking out, like, wow.
Let me ask you something, because this strikes me as important. All right, you're a Paralympian, right? I don't know if they have handgun competitions in the regular Olympics or other places, but you can compete against anybody.
Pretty much.
If you're Deadeye Marco, you can compete against anybody. I mean, that makes no difference, right? I mean, you're sitting down. What kind of gun do you shoot?
It's first is the air pistol, which is a Steyr.
Gotcha.
It's a .177 pellet.
Yep.
And you're shooting at 10 meters, and the bullseye is the size of a dime. So you're trying to hit a dime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
which we've all tried to do since we were kids.
Yeah.
We don't do it, but apparently you do. Go on.
Yeah, and then you got the .22 pistol, you're shooting at 25 meters. And that's timed. So you got like 3 seconds to pick it up, shoot around, and put it back down. And you're trying to hit it maybe...
Once up, once down.
Yeah, that's it.
And what kind of .22 pistol?
It's a Pardini. It's an Italian.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so, all right, so you've been doing this for a while. Apparently, it was not a fluke. You continue to have success. You went to Poland. You got the silver. And then what happened?
Well, we went to Thailand. I got the bronze there. National, silver. Like, I'm still motivated. The thing with me is like, I'm trying to get more veterans involved. If they see me, you know, like, oh, okay, he did it. You know, they could do it as well. Yeah, I mean, I'm an older veteran, too. I mean, I'm not a veteran from Iraq or Afghanistan. So getting these guys out, you know, it does wonders for PTSD.
Well, it does. And, of course, we're all aware, painfully aware, that 22 times a day a veteran takes their own life.
Yeah.
And we want that to stop. And we want people like you, Marco, to lead the way. And I think you're doing the absolute right thing. And that's an inspiration to me. So for anybody listening right now, you're having a bad day or, you know, you're going to make excuses. Let me tell you something. The young man sitting across from me that's sitting in a wheelchair with a smile on his face trying to encourage other veterans ought to motivate you as well because you're not having as tough a day as Marco's having, most likely. So, okay, you continue to compete, and you strike me as somebody who could be an inspiration to other people as well. You strike me as somebody who could get in front of people and say, listen, you can do this. And not just one-on-one, but in bigger crowds. I mean, do you feel you have that effect?
Yeah, because I don't see myself as better than you. I'm an equal. And if I have a talent, I want to show you the same thing. My goal is for you to learn and beat me. And if you could do that, I've done my job. Yeah, simple as that.
If you're a coach.
Yeah, if I'm coaching.
Did you ever foresee, now I have you know, obviously after the shooting, you're hospitalized for a period of time, and you have some things, and you realize that you're going to be in this situation. At what point in that conversation in your own mind you say, God, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to sit here. We're going to make something of this. What's the plan? Where do we go? I mean, it had to have happened.
Yeah, it's happened to quite a few of us. I got a few veteran buddies that are here right now, and one of them, he's an amputee. He's a boxer. His calling was a boxing. So
right.
He's an amputee guy, and he's boxing.
Wow.
Yeah. So
in a chair?
No, he's not in a chair. He walks and stuff, but I mean, I always saw him, this guy, box, and like,
can he throw a punch?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't box if I walked like this guy.
Yeah.
He's a good, great guy. Yeah, and other guys done fishing, and, like more sports, curling. Yeah, there's a lot of things out there. Archery. Y'all, forget about it.
All sorts of things that folks do.
Yeah, this is all these guys. There's different callings. Mine was shooting. So.
Right. So when's the next Paralympics? How often does this happen?
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years.
The next one is Tokyo 2020, and we're working on a way. We got this cups coming up in Al Ain, UAE next month in February.
Say that again.
Al Ain, UAE. Yeah,
UAE.
It's, Dubai.
Yeah, I got you. All right. So Poland, Thailand, Japan is next. What's your secret? What's your secret to, you know, your success? You must have a very clear mind and great vision, but what's your...
What they taught us in the military, train, 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 train. Yeah. That's the only way you could get better.
Play training. Like you practice. Yeah. If people want to follow you on Facebook or find you somewhere, give me a place they can find you. Marco De La Rosa is the man's name. He's with USA Shooting. And I'm telling you, I've known the guy now for about 7 minutes. And he's got this infectious smile and this attitude that makes you want to do good. Where do people find you?
Facebook, Marco De La Rosa. Or USA Shooting, Marco De La Rosa. You find me there.
There you go. Well, best of luck in Japan and best of luck in your endeavors. And I tip my hat to you for standing watch for us for a period of time, but then not getting down and doing the right thing. You're an inspiration, really.
Simplify.
Thank
Hurrah.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. If you want to share this interview, and you should, go to stevegruber.com, go to the podcast, download it, share it with your friends, tell them about it, tell them about Marco, tell them that, you know, no matter what's happening to you today, you can dust yourself off and you can do just fine. Trust me. stevegruber.com. We'll be right back on The Steve Gruber Show.